Hello, everyone. Coming up, relationship first, policy second. The next phase of the CareNotKill.ca campaign and what can Ontarians and BCers do to bring more people to worship. If you can believe it, it is already Wednesday, September 2nd, and this is Quick Updates. You've probably heard someone from ARPA using this phrase, relationship first, policy second. It's very important as a grassroots organization to keep that mantra in mind. I want to first start by talking about the next phase of the CareNotKill.ca campaign as we move into the fall, and then Mark will join us to give an example of how important that relationship first, policy second mantra really is. So CareNotKill.ca was launched by ARPA Canada early this year as a response to the federal government's introduction of Bill C-7, a bill to expand access to medical assistance in dying in Canada. Many of our supporters have sent in easy mails to their MP, and thousands of pieces of CareNotKill literature have been distributed across the country. With prorogation, Bill C-7 is no more, but we don't think it will be long before it returns. So for the month of September, we're launching a campaign focusing on that relationship first, policy second idea. We'd love to have you join us in setting up in-person or Zoom meetings with your MP during the month of September to discuss your concerns with the expansion of assisted suicide. We've created a resource package and a slideshow that you can rely on for your meeting with your MP. When you sign up, the provincial managers and I will be hosting meetings to help you prepare and to go through a test run of what that meeting could look like. We'd love to have you join us. You can sign up by sending a quick email to info@arpacanada.ca. Now, Executive Director Mark Penninger joins us to talk about a meeting similar to that he recently had with his local officials.
Colin, earlier this summer, I invited our mayor, two council members, and a board member of the Smithers Pride Society to a roundtable meeting to talk about our local Rainbow Crosswalk and LGBT issues more broadly. I was pleasantly surprised to see they all agreed, even amidst this pandemic. Now, I tried to keep the meeting informal, and I was focused on listening and understanding rather than speaking or trying to convince anyone. It didn't take long, and everybody around the table started opening up. There was a surprising amount of trust. Now, one of the benefits of this approach was that when I did speak, they really wanted to listen and understand. They all wanted copies of our policy report on gender identity and conversion therapy. But an even bigger benefit is that relationships are being formed. They all said they'd like to meet again. I want to encourage you, our viewers, to consider a similar approach in your community. If you see something troubling, request a face-to-face meeting, and then seek to understand and listen and aim most of all for long-term relationships rather than an immediate change of course. Right, back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Mark. Relationship first, policy second. We'll be sending out an email with more information tomorrow about the CareNotKill.ca campaign. So if you're not on our mailing list, sign up at arpacanada.ca or again, send an email to info@arpacanada.ca and we could send you more details. Now, over the last weeks and months, we've heard from so many Reformed Church leaders and from you, our supporters, about what can be done to communicate with the government on this question of expanding church services beyond the continuing limitations. Here in Ontario, we've sent out an email with a draft letter for church leadership to edit and send in to the Premier. You can email me at colin@arpacanada.ca for a copy of that letter. And there's also a draft easy mail letter that anyone can send at easy.arpacanada.ca. Now, Levi joins us with more on the campaign from BC.
Hi, everyone. So here in BC, we're on week 3 of the Expand Worship Services campaign. In the last 2 weeks, we've encouraged you to impress upon our officials two messages: that COVID restrictions are infringements on our fundamental freedoms, and that the restrictions are unfairly applied to churches compared to restaurants or airlines or beaches or other segments of society. This week, we want to get the message across to our public provincial leaders that churches are able to combat and protect public health. Churches have not been the main spreaders of COVID. I don't believe there's been a single outbreak in a church so far in BC. And also that churches can effectively contact trace, perhaps even more quickly than the provincial government can. We need to get this message across to our public leaders, so we encourage you that you give our provincial leaders a call and get this message to them this week. Thanks for helping out, and back to you, Colin.
Thanks, Levi. That's it for quick updates this week. Thanks to you for watching. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.